Thanks for coming with me to 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. In this Old Testament story, it's several very familiar verses tucked away. A lot of people can quote the verse, but maybe they wouldn't know where it was in the Bible. So come with me to Chronicles chapter 20 and verse number 12. Oh, our God. When you pray like that, you're in trouble. When you pray like that, there is a desperation of your life. Well, now, not just me, for we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you. You ever got to a place where you didn't know what to do? Aren't you thankful that God's eyes were upon you? Look at verse number 14, the latter part of the verse. I'm not going to try to pronounce those names. You wouldn't know if I got them right or wrong anyway. The latter part of the verse says, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the company. Verse 15. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord. That started with an old God, a prayer, a cry. God says, listen here, thus saith the Lord unto thee, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, but the battle is not yours, but God's. Many times in prayer, I quote those verses. That old God is in my heart and on my lips. God always comes through in an answer to prayer. Do you believe that? Pray with me. Father, do you have me as a priest on this spiritual victory today? In spite of the number of our enemy and the strength of our enemy, it's living in comparison to my great God. In the name I ask you to help me preach. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen, and amen, and you may be seated. Jehoshaphat is the king of Judah. Jehoshaphat went through some very difficult times, but he is now faced with companies of people that are coming against him and the people of God. He had never experienced this kind of odds. He had never had this situation in his life. If you read the entirety of the story in the life of Jehoshaphat, you will find that against everything that he was facing, he only had one recourse. One. It was not numbers. It was not weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not common. His are not either. He had one recourse, and that recourse was old God. His one recourse was prayer. If you know how to talk to God, you have the victory over everything that you're ever going to face. Most of us, when we go to the altar, it's because that we're in that same place as Jehoshaphat, just like, I don't know what to do. My brother, come over here, Father, with a prayer request. Come in my office today with a prayer request. We're going to go pray for Sister Clark tonight when the service is over, having called for the elders of the church. Every one of us have the same recourse, and there is nothing else. It is prayer. All the prayers, amen me. All the non-prayers, keep them lips to me. I said, all of us have the same recourse, and that is nothing but prayer. Thank you. Have you ever prayed, and the thought come to you, you know, it's like you're getting up. Is this a waste of my time? Am I getting through? Is God really hearing me? We prayed last Sunday morning for one of our sisters that had told me before the service that what the problem was, a health issue. When I laid my hands on her Sunday morning, I felt the anointing of God. God can do anything with or without my feelings. But when I had that feeling, I felt like God had healed her. It's because of the anointing that the yoke is destroyed, and that sickness is a yoke. After this morning, I said, how are you? She said, well, that one day I was good. But even standing here right now, I had that same battle. I would like to tell my sister, I would like to tell my brother, this battle that you're in, God said it's not yours. He will let you know that He knows where you are. He knows what you are experiencing. It's a register, I don't call people on my service, but I prayed for you this week. I know that Brother Register told me that he has had some recurring health issues. If we can't believe God to heal these bodies, how can we believe God to raise them from the dead? I feel for people that get sick. My heart goes out to people that are not well. It's a battle. You just don't feel good. Maybe you're not really feeble. Maybe you don't have a headache. Maybe you're not in pain. You just don't feel well. Those things come to these natural bodies. But when he cried out, oh God, God said, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. What God is saying is, Jehoshaphat, I heard your cry. Jehoshaphat, I heard your prayer. Jehoshaphat, I see your enemy. I know how you're outnumbered. What God is saying to us this morning is, I've heard your prayer, or I will hear your prayer. I know what's against you. I know your health and your body. I talked to Brother Talbot this morning. My heart went out to him. I've been in that place. Here I am preaching the gospel. I asked him, I said, are you on it? Because he's paralyzed on his right side. I said, are you on a walker? He said, man, I'm in a wheelchair. That man of God, one of the great preachers you are ever here in your life. The devil attacked him by him falling out of a tree and crushing his leg. The devil attacked him with that cobra snake bite. He just kept coming back. You know why? Because somebody prayed for me. I told him on the phone, I said, Brother Trevor, today we're going to pray for you. I want you to stand right now and pray for that man of God, Brother David Talbert, there in Florida. That great brother, would you lift your hand? Would you pray for him? Would you ask God to minister to him? Cry out to God. That man needs a miracle in his body. He needs an overcoming touch of God. If someone would cry out, oh God, God would send his word. And St. David Talbert, hear my voice. Amen. The enemy is defeated. You are an overcomer. Hallelujah. 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 While you're standing, let's sing. While you're standing, let's sing. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I want to tell you, folks, it's not just a little meeting now. It's not just a little bit Jesus to you. It is a waiting. It is a tarrying. God wants to answer prayer. God wants to give victory. We will be overwhelmed by our enemies, but it's because we haven't prayed. We haven't touched God. We haven't taken on with God. But we are, and God is going to hear us. They did wait. That we must pray. And it is because the devil appears to be almost unrestrained in doing all he wanted to do. Some of you may question that. But let me take you back to the Tower of Babel. God said, if I don't go down and confound their language, there is nothing that will be restrained of them to do that which they have imagined to do. We keep that one. God said, I'm going to have to move. I'm going to have to get involved. Because if I don't, they're going to do exactly what they said they're going to be in that office. I don't know if you know it or not, but the devil takes a lot of forms. He takes that form right now. We don't see him. Brother Matt and I used to preach to us. If the devil's in this service, he came here wearing somebody's clothes. If the devil's in this house, he came here wearing somebody's clothes. And we rebuke him in the name of Jesus. There is in this story about Jehoshaphat and his prayer that he was very aggressive in prayer. I will say this. We come to pray. I have people that tell me, I can't pray because of all that loud praying. I have people come to me and say, I can't pray because when I pray loud and I can't pray for myself. Tell me something. That deep water when silent is an excuse for the most part of being dead. There's a lot of that loud praying that is the flesh. I didn't say the devil, I said it's the flesh. God is wanting to hear from us. God is wanting us to cry out. I'm talking to people almost on a daily basis that there is fear in their heart. God did not give you a spirit of fear. But if you ask them, when is the last time you really prayed? When was the last time you was really aggressive in prayer? Sister Clinton is here this morning, God love you. Brother Kendrick and I were in this building, two people in this building, praying. These pews are anchored to concrete floors. He was kneeling somewhere around in here in this every prescription process. And the enemy had made an attack against their family, right? He's still in school. That man was praying for his boy, I could hear him. All of a sudden, the anointing of the Holy Ghost came on me and him. He got a hold of that pew. He was the strongest in our kingdom. I went to the council table some of these days about a wedding down at her house. When somebody's going to stay to buy a margarine, pick him up and throw him over the ditch. He got a hold of that pew. He began to escape that pew. I mean, he beat the devil. Said, devil, may mama, we didn't raise that boy for you. We raised him for God. And he began to pray under the anointing. He pulled the pew up out of the concrete floor. That was the aggression of his prayer. That was the sincerity of it. That's not him saying, I saw it. We need to know how to pray through and touch God. What Sister Register has, what this other lady has, I won't call the name, I don't know if she'll go on with you. What Brother James has is nothing but an attack against their bodies. And God doesn't attack the body. God saves and keeps. I'm not on my message anymore this morning, but I was last Sunday morning. The Christian has an equipment that the world doesn't have and the devil doesn't have. That equipment is prayer. Do you hear me? You have equipment that is the defeat of the devil. You are equipped with that which will defeat the enemy, physically, spiritually, whatever it is. My brother Talbot told me today that they told him within a year he would be healed. Do you know what they told me? When I had that life order, which would be 4 years into the life, you know what they told me? Oh, you don't have to worry. You're going to be fully recovered. Every time I think of that, I remember the first one that I had when that man and some other man went out to my house. It was the therapy. It was the pressure, wasn't that? It was the power of God that raised me. Every time I think about going and listening to those good therapists, they do tremendous work. But I know where my miracle is. I know where Brother Talbot's miracle is. It's in somebody putting your trust in God Almighty. I'm not knocking anybody or anything else. I'm just telling you that God has punished us with everything that we need against the wiles of the devil. And there's nothing more involved in that than prayer. I can tell you're not going to be able to fall this morning because I'm ready to quit and take on the man. We have prayer. We have the armor of God. Put on the whole armor. Put on the helmet. Put on the shoes. Take the sword. Take the spear. Take the breastplate. The only thing you didn't provide for was the back. He never said, put that shield on your back. You put on that armor of God. What do you do with armor? You must sword your enemy. If you ever get a chance to go to medieval times, they have them up in Dallas and other places. Those horsemen are beyond imagination. You can't believe when they come out of there. And have their jealousy. But they're covered from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. We must let this go. It's time to get your armor on. It's time to get your armor on. Sister Susan is going to be teaching on joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Are you with me? The joy of the Lord. Where's my strength? Are you weak? There's a woman watch television Tuesday morning. You'll get weaker. If you need the joy of God, that's one of your weapons. When you have joy, you cannot be put out of business. You can't be shut down. You can't be stopped. When Paul had suffered everything that he suffered, he said, I will more. I will be yet more powerful than this. That was David. If you don't like what I'm doing, it's going to get worse. There are weapons. And that armor of God is a mighty weapon that we have against the devil. Do you ever have to go back meeting with the pastor? Or is this it's not believing? I'm going to tell you about those horses or the families in the world. But those jousting poles made these lungs of his almost to that piano. And they're going wide open. And they hit the shield. They hit the plate, breastplate of the jousting. They broke those poles. It all happened. They have to be protected. I'm just as safe right now as if I was in the New Jerusalem city with a gate locked behind me. About that from God. I'm just as safe. Now, if you believe, if you don't believe that, I pray that you come to the reality. As long as you're with God, before I quit, I just don't quit. Look at verse 25 of that same chapter. No, let's go back to verse 25. And when Judah came to work, the watch tower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead their bodies, fell to the earth, and none escaped. He's on the ground. The enemy. Because one man called out on God. Look at verse 25. And when the house of God and his people came to take away the spoil of the enemy, they found among them in abundance with riches, with the dead bodies, and precious jewels, which they stripped off themselves, goes on. You see who's the victim. You see who's the winner. I'm living from a small Texas woman. I know who the victim is. I would like to introduce him to you. His name is Jesus. If you know him, I would like for you to introduce him to me. But I want your faith, both of them, to know this. I don't know if Gary told you this or not, but you heard him give a testimony how he had a heart attack in that river. Here, how long was it? A couple of months ago? 2 months ago? Same symptoms. Same symptoms. Okay. When you have something like that, it's natural for them to be concerned, right? When they run into our church, they get here just 7 months ago. So, man, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. I believe that a lot of us can really touch God today about our families or loved ones or whatever. If we can get to that spiritual doctor, you'll say, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. Do you think God wants to pray with us today? It's around for a small attempt at preaching, but it is the word of God, and we should be encouraged to know that it's faithful. He's going to answer prayer. Would you stand with me, please?